one of my questions as well, that if we're about, you know, if this is moving towards reducing our emissions by 5%, and if we achieve that, what will that look like? What will that do for the environment?
Absolutely good question. And the let me just say at the outset, the reason why we're talking about this is, of course, to get a handle on and reduce the amount of temperature change in the second half of this century. That's the ultimate target is from 2050 onwards. Now, when you think about that, that's a long time from now. If you look back 40 years, there's been massive change in the Australian economy in that period. The target for 2050 is the one to bear in mind. It's an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, 80%. And when you think about that, the Australian economy is going to change massively. That is the world in which coal may well not be an industry anymore. But there's nothing to be concerned about there. Industries come and go and they change over that period. The argument that the coal industry is going to be decimated in the next 10 years or 20 years is quite wrong. It's what's going to happen from, say, 2030 to 2050 that's going to impact on the coal industry.